KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 38 degrees. We picked up just under an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours at 98 one-hundredths of an inch. We look for it to be cloudy this morning with some areas of fog and drizzle, otherwise partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping our local news, numerous members of the community, former city leaders, the emergency medical services personnel, fire department personnel, and others, run hand Tuesday night to implore the Griswold City Council to seek a resolution to issues they have with the Griswold Rescue Department and its former captain, Julie Klein. The council held a special meeting to address the matter of Klein's resignation, along with the resignations of 9 members of the Griswold Rescue Department. Mayor Jeb Peck reiterated an earlier written statement that said no decisions were made concerning Klein or the Rescue Department when a special closed session was held November 14th.
In previous meetings with our former city manager and mayor, they had discussed with the rescue department's captain and officers about the bylaws, that how they needed to be followed. But months later, that still had not changed. The department's lack of following by the bylaws set by the department has been an ongoing concern. Another issue was low number of volunteers on the rescue department and the response of the department trying to improve them. The council also had previously discussed the number of calls in which we did not have enough personnel to show up and had to be taken by another Cass County agency. We also asked for some reports from members, of members, and calls that they were going on, and we found those reports to be inaccurate.
During the public comment portion of the meeting, all the speakers commended the rescue department and its former captain. Former Mayor Lee Wyman said that while he and Julie didn't always get along, they could work together.
These guys have done a great job, and when 9 people follow her out the door, there's an issue. Them 9 people trust her. I trust her. Like I said, we might not have got along forever, you know, on certain things, but I trust that young lady back there to take care of me the best she possibly could and the people in this community.
Wyman said the impact of the council's actions went far beyond just affecting Griswold.
You affected Wyman, Lewis, Grant, Elliott, all the rural people, every bit of it. And all I think all we're, any of us are asking is, try to work it out with them.
He said also the department of 4 or 5 people cannot handle the 150 to 200 calls each year they receive. Jeff Pope with the Lewis Fire Department, Lewis First Responder, said the current number of personnel on the Griswold Rescue Department, currently 4 active, is not enough to help in a critical time of need.
With 4 members they have, all it's going to take for mass chaos is a multi-vehicle accident with multiple patients. They're waiting for Red Oak or Medevac to get down here. I tell you what, if you've got serious issues, it's going to be not a good deal. It's going to be who lives and who dies.
Pope said it's not just EMTs who've been lost by the resignations, it's their experience. Cass County Medical Examiner Director Dr. Elaine Berry suggested the council get a mediator to resolve the issues.
I am not comfortable as a medical director continuing to be the medical director of an ambulance service that has inexperienced EMTs, brand new ones, without the leadership that there's been there before. I don't know who the people are that are applying to come in, but unless they can prove to me that they know what they're doing, I don't want my medical license extended out there to people that don't know what they're doing. And the EMTs by law have to practice under my license, and so I'm liable. And so you guys need to work this out right away.
And former Mayor Jerry Putnam said the council partly misused their closed session.
I can tell you that right now. What you did wasn't really legal. The other thing is, this whole thing of all this coming down on to Julie, everybody knows that's not the case. Anyone who knows her knows. She's the best EMT in this part of the state. She has a reputation that no one else around here can ever meet. And her crew was very good and loyal to her. So you say mismanaged, but you didn't talk to any of her crew about how bad her management was. You never questioned them. So there's something else going on here that the public doesn't know about. And that's a bad, bad situation.
Following the public comment period, the council appointed Brad Amos as the new rescue department captain. Amos had said earlier that they received 5 new applications from people who want to join the Griswold Rescue Department. Each of the council members said toward the end of the meeting they want to talk with members of the rescue squad, both past and present, and have tentatively planned to do so next week during a work session, but no action would be taken at that meeting. There's just one section of the state that's still behind in completing the corn and soybean harvest. The latest USDA crop report shows that southwest and south central Iowa still have approximately 8% of the corn crop and 5% of their soybean crop to harvest. The report says the harvest is virtually complete in most other areas of the state, with 98% of the corn out of the fields. That puts the corn harvest, which had lagged behind for a while due to the weather, 2 days ahead of the 5-year average. Iowa's Ag Secretary says it looks like farmers are going to set records for yields and total production of corn and soybeans once all the numbers are in. Well, the Board of Supervisors in Adair County will hold their regular weekly meeting today in Greenfield beginning at 9 a.m. During their session at the courthouse, the board will hear from County Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to an employee resignation and new hire. Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Tighe will talk with the board about a preliminary elevator plan study. County engineer Nick Kaufman will discuss step raises for 2 employees, the hiring of a maintenance superintendent, and the purchase of a motor grader. And County Auditor Mindy Schaefer will update the board on quotes for the phone system, TIF certification, and a resolution authorizing an internal advance to the Capital Projects Fund. Other regular reports are expected from the Adair County Weed Commissioner and Engineer. The board will discuss also an appointment to the Conservation Board. And officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said yesterday federal search warrants were executed Tuesday at several locations in Omaha and Council Bluffs. The warrants were executed by agents and investigators with the FBI's task force. The nature of the warrants were not revealed, and officials say no comments will be released until documents have been filed with the court as part of public record. Authorities said the search warrants were executed at these locations in Council Bluffs. 2 warrants executed on 10th Avenue, Avenue B, and South 19th Street. Additional warrants were executed at 6 locations in Omaha. In the funeral announcements, Linus Cook, age 88, of Erling and formerly of Prescott, or Panama, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Linus Cook will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Opal Palmer, age 101, of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Opal Palmer will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Joanna Weiss, that is, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Joanne Weiss will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Pat Custer, age 71, of Council Bluffs, died Monday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Pat Custer will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Vera Margaret Mater, age 90, of Corning, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Mater will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Irma Thiessen, age 100, of Atlantic, died November 3rd at the Heritage House. A private family committal service for Irma Thiessen will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.